Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Last night there was a charge come off my out of my bank account off my debit card from Value Select, and I didn't authorize the charge.
Yes, sir. So, if you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
75662.
And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Ricky Ray.
Okay, sir, so I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
371 McKinnon Drive, Kilgore, Texas.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me look over this account for you and see what's going on. Okay, sir. So it looks like here you entered into a survey on February 22nd, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95 for a tactical bag, which was shipped out on February 23rd. And I'm not sure if you read those terms and conditions, but that's what I'm about to get the rest of this information from. It says here that in 48 hours, if this account is not canceled, it will be enrolled into our online gadget store. And that bag was a gift to their store. And with that purchase, the customer will receive a $125 gift card. And also, it says here that they emailed the customers regarding that account.
I have not received an email. I have not received nothing but a debit that was unauthorized on my account. I will cancel the credit card, the account, everything. I didn't authorize it. I didn't agree to it. I didn't authorize it. I want my money back.
Okay, sir. So at the very beginning of those terms and conditions, it states that the customer and the buyer is legally bound to that document once that order is placed. So what I can do for you is, sir, is I can get this account canceled for you, and I can get you a discount on those charges so you can at least get some money back.
No, I don't want a gift account. I want my money back. I did not authorize this. I didn't sign it. My debit is a chip card. They can't use it without a PIN. They've used it, and it's unauthorized. It's against the law.
It's not unauthorized because you put your card information in when you received that tactical bag.
I put my card information in the paper shipping and handling on something they said I won. I don't want any more charges on my card. Please remove me from your system.
Again, sir, I can get this account canceled for you. And if you would like some money back, I can get you that discount.
I want my money back. I'm telling y'all, I won't stop payment at the bank. I'm not going
to. Okay, sir. So even if you were to go to the bank, what they're going to do, if you were to dispute those charges, they're going to first ask you, did you contact us to try to solve the situation? And then they're going to ask you, do you want to proceed? They are going to give you that money back at first before they start that investigation. But when they start that investigation, they are going to contact us. We are going to send them everything on this account, including that tracking information showing that you received that product, those terms and conditions, and it's going to validate that as a valid charge, and they will recharge you.
I haven't received the product. I haven't received it. If it comes in the mail, it will be RTS because I don't want it. I want my money back.
Okay,
I do
sir.
Not want any services from you.
Sir, I do understand that, and I do apologize about this inconvenience, but I would like to inform you that this was done from an online vendor, so if you were to send that product back, it will end up in a warehouse and back at your address. So again, what I can do for you is get this account canceled, and what I'll do is I discount this at 50%, so you can at least get, again, some of your money back.
I I do not want any more charges from my account.
Yes, sir.
I'm canceling the debit card. I'm anything to do with y'all is going to be canceled.
Okay, sir. You won't have to cancel your debit card. If you cancel your card, we won't be able to issue you the discount so you can get your money back.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? You know, you're
canceling the
account.
I do apologize about that. We don't handle the websites or the products. We just handle the accounts. So once I cancel the account, they will cancel out anything that you have with us. They will cancel it out. I will also give you a cancellation number. But if you cancel your card, I won't be able to issue you those funds.
When are the funds going to be issued?
Well, today is Sunday, so they will start getting processed on Monday, and it takes 3 to 5 business days. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
And so you're telling me I'm only going to get $26 back?
Give me 1 second. Well, it will be $28.48, sir.
Will anything else be deducted from my account in the future?
No, sir.
Okay, just send me the $28.40, and the bag's already on the way?
Yes, sir. And I do have a tracking number.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
You already put it in for the $28.40 to be sent?
No, sir, I have not. I have to get the account documented first. I am in the process of doing that now. So if you will, please let me place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back with the refund information and that cancellation number for you.
Okay. My account for $56, man.
Are you trying to give it back?
I'm going to get half of it back, and I keep the backpack.
You keep what?
The backpack they sent. Some kind of fucking, I don't know, some kind of damn tactical backpack. I was looking online. It said, you want it, you can pay $2.95 shipping. So I went on and paid the $2.95 shipping, and they turned around in 48 hours. It shot, or they waited till they tried once. I should have caught it then, but I didn't send it back. I was like, I just leave the debit card off. Anyway, they went back through there and charged me and hit me for $56.
Oh, shit.
Okay, sir. I processed that refund for you. You should receive an email regarding that refund in the amount of $28.48, and I also have the cancellation number if you would like, sir.
Cancellation number?
That number is C, as in cat, 2590969 86. And that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately.
Okay. And the backpack is still coming, or
Yes, sir. If you will give me 1 second, let me there is a tracking number here. I'll track this package now. It says here it's still in transit and it is set to arrive February 28th, which is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that is with the United States Postal Service.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And was that all I can do for you today, sir?
I mean the refund will go on in 3 to 5 business days, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer service.